Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It happens all the time. Someone reacts poorly to a situation in the heat of the moment and later has to come back and apologize for his or her thoughtless words and actions. Saw it in the news recently. A college basketball player falls into the crowd on a fast break, and an opposing fan makes a demeaning comment toward him, and the young ball player reacts by shoving the fan. A celebrity is pulled over by the police for erratic driving, and the celebrity immediately reacts by launching into a barrage of expletives and racial slurs. A politician listens to a question that hits a little too close to home, that has perhaps more truth to it than the man would like to admit, and he reacts by lashing out with defensive and inappropriate comments. It's not unusual for people in stressful situations to react with thoughtless, emotional tirades rather than with carefully chosen actions and words. And thus, the sage advice to think before you speak or look before you leap. Decisions made in the heat of the moment or decisions made under duress are seldom good decisions. But sometimes the words and actions that infuriate and alienate others are actually carefully planned. In the movie Miracle, the story of the 1980 U.S. Olympic men's hockey team, Herb Brooks, the coach of that U.S. team, makes a locker room speech in which he deliberately intends to anger one of the players because he's trying to evoke more emotion from him in his play on the ice. In the movie Braveheart, William Wallace desperately tries to pick a fight with the English to provoke them to war and into making a mistake. And Jesus, in our gospel reading today, deliberately made no attempt to hide his entry into Jerusalem, but he chose a manner of entrance that was sure to enrage all of the Jewish authorities. You know, for 3 years, Jesus kind of flew under the radar. He had intentionally stayed away from Jerusalem. He had often told others after he healed them to keep silent. And he's frequently slipped away from the crowds when they began to gather. He had not sought the limelight, but rather he seemed to try and keep much of his ministry on the down low. That is, until his entrance into Jerusalem on that Sunday that we now call Palm Sunday. Suddenly, he was ready to make a statement, one designed to arouse his opponents to action. He chose, deliberately, carefully, intentionally chose, to enter into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey as a fulfillment of the prophet Zechariah, as a symbol of Davidic royalty, as a statement of kingly status. And as the crowds began to honor him and praise God for him, he did absolutely nothing to squelch their shouts. In fact, he stated to those who would have him to rebuke those who were praising him, he said, "If they keep quiet, the stones themselves will cry out." If the Pharisees and the chief priests and the teachers of the law had not been incensed and threatened by Jesus before, oh, they sure were to be now. There was nothing subtle in his entrance into Jerusalem. This was a statement, loud and clear, for all to see and hear. Jesus was ready to assume his rightful place among the people. He was ready to be their king. At least, that's what the disciples thought. That's what the pilgrims visiting Jerusalem for the Passover thought. That's what the Jewish authorities thought. And therefore, he must die. This public display not only endangered their authority, it endangered their entire way of life. If Jesus was allowed to carry on like this, the Romans would surely take away their temple and their nation. It would be better for this one man to die than that the whole nation perish. What Jesus did by entering into Jerusalem in the way that he did was to sign his own death warrant. He set the wheels into motion that led to his death. He underestimated the power and the influence of the Jewish ruling council. And he overestimated the allegiance and the capability of his followers to protect him. Strictly speaking, Jesus made a mistake. Or did he? Those who don't know Jesus might think that's what happened. But such was not the case. He knew exactly what he was doing because he knew exactly why he had come. The mission and the purpose of his life was to suffer and to die as a payment for our sin. And then to rise from a grave to give us the victory over death. Nothing about Jesus' life and ministry was left to chance. He knew precisely what he was doing. And he did it perfectly, according to his plan. Jesus came to this earth on a mission of sacrifice and mercy to save us from the penalty of our sin. Everything he did moved him closer to the accomplishment of that mission. His actions were carefully thought out and executed so that his death and his resurrection might take place. Don't ever think for one moment that Jesus was the unwilling or unwitting victim of an overly zealous and overly religious hierarchy. Jesus was in charge. He knew exactly what he was doing through his triumphant entry into Jerusalem that day. He was setting the stage so that our salvation might be accomplished. To God be the glory for the sacrifice of His Son. In the name of Jesus, amen.